Well, speaking of Easter, this weekend there will be an Easter egg hunt. Takes place this Saturday at Hope Christian Church in Avon. And here to tell us all about that and much, much more, we've got Pastor Logan Thrasher on with us. Logan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, busy weekend for you guys and a busy weekend for a lot of us as we celebrate Good Friday, Easter Sunday. But, of course, for you guys, sandwiched in between there, you guys have your Easter egg hunt on Saturday. What all goes down at said Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, we're really excited to have a great weekend full of services and events. And like you said, right in the middle of that is our Easter egg hunt. And so that'll be this Saturday from 10 to 11:30. It's for children up through fifth grade. And we're just looking forward to having a great time as we have cookie decorating and inflatables and carnival games and face painting and certainly the Easter egg hunt there at the end. And so it'll be a great family event for folks to come out and enjoy.
Now, you guys were still in search of some candy. You were looking for some folks to stop by, drop off some candy, and I believe you had something similar for the Trunk or Treat event a few months back. But what kinds of things are you still looking for? Rules, regulations, anything that can and cannot be brought?
Yeah, I think we're actually really good on candy. We've had a lot of our folks step up and give us what we need. So we have over 10,000 eggs packed and ready to go for the kids that'll come and fill up their baskets and have a great time.
You mentioned inflatables are going to be there. Everybody loves inflatables, children and adults all alike. What kinds of inflatables will be there, and where will you have that set up?
Yeah, so we've got three inflatables coming this year. They'll be in our worship center. So we've got a My Little Farm inflatable, which is more for our younger kids, a lot of little small obstacles and inflatables involved in that. We have a regular bounce house, and so we'll have a bunch of kids jumping, having a good time. We've got our 18-foot slide coming as well, so folks can come have a good time and slide down that and enjoy the day.
See, there you go. I like the way you guys have that worked out. When the sugar kicks in, you can go into the bounce house or you can run up and down that slide a bunch of times and get the energy out of your system. Sounds like it's going to be a blast. Now, carnival games are a big part of the celebration at the Easter egg hunt on Saturday. What kinds of carnival games will be available?
Yeah, so we've got a basketball toss, we've got a beanbag toss, we've got ring toss, and so kind of just some of your classic games where our kids will be able to rotate through and they'll be able to win candy and prizes at each one, so they'll fill up their bag kind of during the whole event and then definitely fill them up during that Easter egg hunt portion. So they'll get a lot of goodies on Saturday.
Wow, this is impressive. I mean, 10,000 eggs in the Easter egg hunt. You guys have the carnival games, 18-foot slide. Is the majority of this outdoors or is some of it indoors? Is it a combination?
It'll be a combination. So all of our stations, so those carnival games, inflatables, face painting, cookie decoration, craft will all be inside. We'll have all the kids put into groups and on kind of a rotation. And then while all those events are going on inside, we'll have a group of volunteers spreading out the eggs outside for the hunt. And so we'll do the activities inside. And then when the Easter egg hunt time comes, we'll all go outside and we'll have the kids split up. Kids kindergarten and younger will search for eggs in one area. And then kids first through fifth grade will search in another. So everybody will have a chance to grab a good number of eggs. And so, yeah, we'll be able to enjoy both the indoors and the outdoors.
Very good stuff. Again, Pastor Logan Thrasher with Hope Christian Church joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Hopefully you'll have a lot happening outside. Boy, you and I both need Mother Nature to cooperate on Saturday. I've got to call,
I've got to call
a high school baseball game at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Then I'm going to the Indians game later that day. And, you know, we need there to be no rain so that the folks who stop by are able to enjoy every last bit of the Easter egg hunt, not only indoors but outdoors as well. You guys will have crafts available at the Easter egg hunt also. What kinds of crafts are we talking about here?
Yeah, so a little Easter craft to help our kids really focus on the meaning of why we're celebrating Easter with the resurrection of Jesus. And so they'll have the craft that they'll get to make to be able to remind them of that. And so we want that to be a major focus and a good thing for our kids to think about as they come take part in our event. And so we want that to be something that they remember, not just this time of the year, but all year long.
You guys have services all throughout the weekend?
We do. We're going to kick things off with a Good Friday service, Friday night starting at 7, and then we'll have the Easter egg hunt Saturday morning from 10 to 11:30. and we'll have our first Easter service on Saturday night starting at 7. Then we'll have four Easter services on Sunday, and those times are 8:45 a.m., 10:15 a.m., 11:45 a.m., and 1:15 p.m., and we'll have programming for kids up through sixth grade at all of those services on Sunday, and so love to have everybody come and just enjoy and celebrate the Easter service with us.
Is this the busiest weekend of the year for you guys? I know at a lot of places of worship, typically, you know, when you get to this point of the year, it gets awfully busy. Is this the busiest weekend for you guys?
It is. It is, absolutely. And so we're excited to see who the Lord brings to join us, and that we can have a chance to love on folks who come in and hopefully prayerfully get to know Jesus and be a part of our church family.
Good stuff. Well, Logan, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully you guys get all kinds of sunshine for the Easter egg hunt on Saturday so folks can come out there and enjoy the candy, the inflatables, the crafts, the carnival games, and everything else that goes down on Saturday.
Absolutely. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that's Pastor Logan Thrasher with Hope Christian Church in Avon joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.